Welcome to Freedom from Pain Programs with Yiwing Tong, MD. This is Dr. Elaine Tong, your co-host. Dr. Tong is a graduate of Caltech. He received his medical degree from the USC School of Medicine and anesthesia training from the LA County Medical Center. During his training, he realized the fallacy of drugs and surgery, which treat the symptoms rather than the cause of a disease. This approach will not cure a chronic disease. As a result, millions of Americans today are suffering from a barrage of disorders such as Alzheimer's, arthritis, asthma, hypertension, diabetes, cancer, depression, chronic infections. The list is endless. By combining Chinese medicine with anesthetic techniques, Dr. Tong has innovated a treatment called neurobioenergetics, or NBE, which can cure chronic ailments. In September of 2000, he started a radio show presenting new patients every week to prove that chronic disorders can indeed be cured. In other words, these patients can become symptom-free from his treatment and need no drugs or further treatment of any kind. Dr. Tong's discovery is truly astounding. A century of modern medicine has not produced a cure for a single chronic disorder, yet Dr. Tong has successfully cured a wide spectrum of physical and mental ailments. This is because the NBE approach, a powerful form of Chinese medicine, is much more effective than acupuncture and herbs alone. It avoids the use of drugs and their toxic effects by focusing on the cause of a disease and the power of the mind. In this program, you will learn to eliminate chronic diseases by enhancing the mind's healing power. And by adopting a healthy diet and lifestyle, a permanent cure can be achieved. For more information, visit our website at drtong.com. That's drtong.com.
Well, good afternoon. This is Dr. Tong. Dr. Elaine is in New York attending a baby shower, so I'll take her role. In any way, welcome to a Freedom from Pain program. Our purpose of the program is to prove that all chronic disorders, ailments that you acquire can be cured. In fact, most of them are very easy if you have been listening to us for the last 12 years. And what we do is that we bring patients in and they give the testimony because our results usually are too incredible to believe. Today with me, let me explain how we cure chronic disorders. We do it by restoring health. And when you're healthy, you don't have diabetes, you don't have Alzheimer's, you don't have arthritis, you don't have any pain, you don't have any depression. So we treat the whole person. Whatever symptom that person have must be cured. You cannot cure a symptom by treating one symptom at a time because you have to restore health. So a healthy person have no symptoms, so all symptoms have to be treated at the same time. Most symptoms are due to mind-body blockages. It's the mind that sustains health. The energy, the Chinese call qi, from our mind, enter our body through a set of meridians. Those are the antennas. And then they attach to blood flow. The blood flow carry the qi, the healing power, the power for life function to all the different tissues, and they sustain order and health. Stress, chemicals, and what we do wrong in life cause traffic jams along the meridians. Those are mind-body blockages. When the qi is not there, then you have disorders. For instance, okay, if Freeway 101 is blocked in the San Francisco area for 5 months, then you can have San Francisco riot syndrome. And all you do, if is within 5 months, you clear the traffic jam, the problem will resolve. Okay? So mind-body blockages are the cause of any kind of symptom. By clearing the mind-body blockages, then you cure the problem. Conventional medicine, with all the billions of dollars that we put in research, will never cure a problem. If they found a cure for diabetes, that remedy must be able to cure depression, Alzheimer's, allergy, and everything else. It doesn't. With our method, with the Chinese method, you go to different area. You know, your pancreatic freeway is blocked. You clear the pancreatic freeway. You have ankle swelling. you clear the ankle swelling. So you clear, depend on what kind of symptom, you use the same tool, but different blockages for different people. Anyway, this morning I have one guest. He's also a physician. He's nice enough to Dr. Letourneau. Actually, I don't speak French, only when I'm mad. Right now I'm not mad, okay? Well, Dr. Letourneau is nice enough to drive from Encino this morning. He was going to be staying in Newport Beach, but he had something emergency. But why don't you give us a little background on what you do, what kind of specialty are you, and then how you what kind of problem you had, and that bring you to come see me.
Okay. Well, I've been a physician for 33 years, practicing Western-style medicine. My primary specialty for my career has been obstetrics and gynecology. I semi-retired in 2006, but I still remain active, seeing patients, doing office-based gynecology as well as general medicine. Of course, it's from the Western medicine standpoint that my practice is based upon. Over the years, I have learned quite a bit, gone to many medical conferences, done lots of reading, kept up my current knowledge through certified medical education conferences, as well as reading material and video material, always coming to me for me to take in. And we are very good in Western medicine at treating things from the pathologic standpoint. By that I mean, once a problem arises, we can treat the symptoms, we can treat sometimes the cause, but we're not as well versed in prevention. That information was transmitted in passing to us during our medical school years and our specialty training years, but never emphasized to a large degree.
Yeah, I want to correct that a little bit. Okay? Western medicine is very good for acute symptoms only. Okay, Western medicine really do not treat the cause. The cause has to do with mind-body blockages. When your mind is not there, when the qi is not there, Western medicine does not know that a human is both physical and non-physical. The non-physical is commonly known as mind, soul, and spirit. You want to talk to a doctor that we are spirit, we are soul, they will get lost, okay? Mm-hmm. It's the soul that's lost at physical death. On my webinar back in February, Einstein affirmed Chinese wisdom. I explained this physical and non-physical system. The non-physical system is what Chinese and Indian, the Eastern sages, they discover. That's the part that behaves like negative entropy. The energy, qi, never go into disorder. It remains in order. It remains alive. It has the ability to sustain order and restore order. So you want to treat an ailment, you have to restore order, restore health, and you need this qi. Western doctors do not know about this qi, so they never treat the cause. Now, many times you have an acute symptom, and let's say you got an infection, the antibiotic killed the germs, okay, then it does not come back because the body have enough qi to maintain health. If the body does not have enough qi to maintain health, then you have recurrent infection by the same bug. Now, with the Chinese method, you open up the blockages, the qi goes in there, the body would develop antibodies and different things to suppress this thing, virus or germ. So all the childhood disease, because the body immunity is almost permanent until later on when you get really weakened, like chicken pox will come back as shingles because your body's health become weakened. When the body's health remains strong, then you get a cure. In fact, I'm starting another webinar. I invite you all to listen to it. It's free from Lotus, you know, because the response was so good from my first webinar. Everybody want to learn my NBE method. Now, those people, most of them are acupuncturists. I don't know how many physicians were there, okay? The next webinar would be like SARS, the severe acute respiratory syndrome. Okay.
Adult respiratory syndrome.
Adult, okay. But kids get that too. Okay. Right. Severe only is because they don't know the cause. It's not severe at all. It's so easy to treat. And in fact, the good news is that they have been publishing full pages article on SARS, because after 10 years, all the research, they came up with nothing. And they are scared. There's one case that died in Hong Kong already, and they're scared the same thing can happen, that the whole world gets shut down. So I try to make a tape and try to put this information out so that we can prevent the same shutdown, worldwide shutdown. It's totally unnecessary. All you got to do is clear the mind-body blockages, restore the circulation that contains the qi. The qi is what you lost when you get physical death. Negative entropy means that we are eternal beings. We don't die. We don't rot as a spirit, because our true self is spirit. We are making this body to experience physical life. So whenever the body's entropy, it rots all the time. It's the qi that connect to the tissue that keep the tissue in order. So anytime you got blockage, now that is the cause. Not enough qi and balance. That's why I keep, you know, you are learning now to try to keep the balance from food. Well, that's not quite easy, because our food is basically have no qi, and then you have to learn which one is heat, which one is hot, which is cold. But anyway, so what were your problem when you first tried to come to see me?
Well, let me say before I get into that a lot of what you just said reflects what I developed in my own style of practice.
Mainly, good for you.
Mainly looking to treat the cause as opposed to the symptoms. And I'd always try to direct my patients towards getting to the root cause.
Yes.
But oftentimes, because of the way the Western mindset is, I would encounter, you know, an obstacle in the course of that discussion with patients, because they really would want me just to prescribe a magic pill for them and make them well immediately. Unfortunately, it doesn't work like that. So when I...
Because health actually is a responsibility, permanent health.
Of us have to take our own responsibility for our own health.
Exactly.
And then we look to physicians as an adjunct to our health care to guide us when we're not doing well on our own.
But that's not the case with our current healthcare system. Everybody try to depend on the doctor to cure them. It's not possible. You get a temporary cure, but you need to learn lifestyle and dietary modification to sustain health. That's how you get a permanent cure.
Right. We witness the rising obesity epidemic that we have here in our nation. With the obesity comes chronic inflammation throughout the entire body. And that inflammation is responsible for a lot of our medical illnesses.
Yeah. Our phone number is 714-556-8664. And you go to our website, drtong.com, drtong.com. Why don't you tell you about what your problem is, and then we'll discuss more on that.
In the past, I had had sleep apnea. And that was diagnosed after some carefully done sleep studies were done. And I had the traditional Western surgery to treat the problem. And it actually worked quite well. But I wasn't a perfect patient.
What kind of surgery? I didn't get that from you the first time.
Yeah. The surgery was removing my uvula.
Oh, God.
Trimming part of my soft palate.
And what do you mean
removing
by
removing my tonsils, which were very large, and moving the base of my tongue a little bit forward, so that all of these soft tissues would not be blocking my air passageway when I'd be laying down horizontally in bed and obstructing my breathing pattern. In addition, I also had a nasal septal defect, because I've been engaged in martial arts all of my life. And, of course, I have the scars and trauma to my body that results from that, because no matter how good you are, you still end up getting hit during the course of sparring practice.
So what were your symptoms when before you saw me?
I was feeling sleepy all day long. I would sometimes nod off, which scared me because sometimes I would be driving and finding myself crossing a lane that I wasn't intending to cross, and I might cause an accident, either just for myself or involving others.
Do you doze off sometimes? Because yeah. I did in my past, yes.
Yes.
How so often do you do that?
I want to make sure that we're clear on this. I had the surgery for treating this problem. It worked well for several years, but then I created the problem anew because of going through a stressful period in my life with lots of family problems where everyone was coming to me to resolve them all, and I ended up getting overweight because I looked to food as a way to relieve my stress. Although I was exercising regularly, it did not overcome the energy intake from eating all the food. So as a result, I got recurrent sleep apnea. Now, I've already had all the major surgery done. I mainly have to lose weight in order to help it from a Western standpoint.
Okay, let's talk about this point. So basically, the uvula and the muscle, the tonsil, were not the cause of your problem. You don't have it anymore.
There you
so
are.
So you cannot remove it the second time. You don't
I
have
agree.
It. So you don't have those, you still have a sleep apnea. So that is not the problem. The problem has to do with blockage of the qi.
This is why I'm here.
Yes.
To underline your point.
So the qi is emotion. The qi is feeling. The qi is life. The qi supplies function for the muscles to hold up, for the lung to work, and for you to clear out stuff so that you don't form nasal septal defects, you know, and stuff like that. So qi blockage is a main problem.
So the recurrence of the sleep apnea made me consider my options.
Mm-hmm.
I started losing weight, exercising more, but doing that was not resolving the problem in a quick manner. I was progressively losing weight, but not enough to resolve the problem. In addition to that, I was also worried about, you know, having accidents while I was driving my car.
Yes.
So I said, I've got to do something about this where I can get resolution more quickly.
Yes.
And the only thing that I could possibly do through Western medicine would be to go back in and have surgery on a recurrent nasal septal defect because of, again, going back and doing martial arts after I had had the first surgery in 1995. I broke my nose again, even though you couldn't tell by looking at my face.
So let me ask you. Okay?
But that's not enough to solve the problem.
Exactly.
As
so
we've already discussed.
Let me ask you. So you take care of the nasal septal defect. How is that going to affect your narcolepsy? How is it affect your energy? How is it going to affect all the main symptom you have that you're crossing over the lane? It's not going to.
Well, I recognize that would not be the solution, especially after I had my initial conversation with you
yes.
at our first meeting.
Yes.
And I also did extensive reading on my own.
Yes.
And I said, no, that's not the solution. I've got to try another approach. I've got to step outside the box.
Yes.
So that's where your combination of Oriental medicine with Western medicine is what I think is the right approach.
So
and that's why I've been coming to you as
so
a patient.
How did you find out about me?
I heard you on your radio program on a Saturday afternoon.
Mm.
You were having a discussion with your daughter, Elaine,
mm-hmm.
about various health topics related to what you do. And you also had a guest on your program who had sleep apnea and was very happy about being cured with only one or two sessions.
Yeah, most of the time, that's the case. Sometimes it take a while. So it depends on individual. Actually, most of the time, one or two treatment turn them around. So how's your experience with my first treatment?
I saw improvement, and at first I thought, well, is this a placebo effect? Because when one expects a good result, sometimes that makes you get the result and not because it's a reality.
Well, then let me
but
ask
I
you.
I tested myself in multiple ways,
mm-hmm.
and I realized that, no, it's not just a placebo effect because I have the scientific ability to divide my findings from placebo effect versus real effect.
Let me tell you, let me disprove that the placebo effect, okay? You're a Western doctor, don't you have more expectation from your Western ways? It didn't happen with you, okay? So
exactly.
with my improvement, you have 5 days of good results. Now, my medication only lasts at the most 8 hours. How do you expect 5 days improvement? And you don't know much about my treatment as much as you know about surgery and drugs and stuff like that. So how do you expect more from my treatment? Because I heal you.
No, you did get and have achieved good results with your treatments of me.
Right.
I see steady improvement. I'm not completely well yet, but we haven't finished the treatment course yet.
Yes. Especially two things. Number one, you have to learn how to balance a diet with the heat and cold. You're not quite doing that. And secondly, you have been so busy recently.
Right.
You're draining your qi. The qi is like the water pressure in the sprinkler system. And you need this high energy to maintain health, the high water pressure, and you keep draining it. And in spite of that fact, I'm still keeping you improving.
Right. No,
yes.
I've had to have increased hours working recently.
Absolutely.
Because one of our doctors in our group is away on vacation, and another one is sick. So as a result, I've had increased responsibilities. And it does, you know, have a draining effect. But nevertheless, despite that, your treatments have been helping me.
Yeah, and you actually are pretty amazing at your age because working 12 hours a day is very tiring.
Well,
and
I am 61. I'll be turning 62 this coming April.
Yeah. One thing that I'm impressed about you is that I have treated quite a few physicians in the years. All of them are impressed with my result, but nobody ever say that they want to learn this. You are the first one.
Well, so I'm always intellectually curious.
Yes, but you need to learn this actually not only to help other people, but survive.
Mm-hmm.
You know, look at today, all the plethoras of degenerative problem, we never had that 50 years ago, okay? It really scientific advances that ruins our food, that give prescription drug, none of them are any good. They're all entropic. Not only they're entropic, they cause the body to become more entropic. They cause more disorders, okay? So even if they maintain, suppress your symptom, okay, like the hypoglycemic drugs that used to suppress blood sugar, okay, your blood sugar become more normal with the drugs, more people die. They have two studies, you know, back in 30 years ago, the University Diabetic Group Program, okay, they found that 200 to 300 times more people die from using drugs than not use drugs. They put a little fine print and doctor keep prescribing it. And recently they repeat the same study. Now they call it ACCORD. They found the same thing. They use the drugs. The more you try to push the blood sugar to normal, the more people die. So they had to, both times they had to stop the study early. So why don't they ever learn and wake up? Now, with my treatment, with this kind of results, I have so much opposition from doctors. They don't want to learn it. I'll give you an example. Recently, we have been a group of our patients from HealthNet have been denied their treatment in spite of the fact that all of them get nowhere, no result, no relief for years with other therapies. Okay, and they came to us the very first treatment. 95% of my patients get better the first time. There's no exaggeration. Anyway, they deny us. Then we have all the patients write letters telling them the fact that two nurses who are adjusters allow all the previous treatment and subsequent treatments. But Dr. Michael Fine, the medical director, overruled them. In spite of the fact that one of the patients is a police officer who drove 2 hours from Boston, more than two hours, every one way, okay? He said that our treatment is the only one that helped him. And not only that, it enabled him to discontinue all the medication, which is interfering with his work as a police officer. So that means that you're endangering the society with the conventional way. but Health Neck and Dr. Fine would not budge. They just want to suppress things that's harmful to their pocketbook. We took this, one more thing, we took this to the California Insurance Commissioner, and he sided with Health Net. Our system is sick. If this does not create any outrage from the public, then we collectively would deserve to suffer. Because, and then we have another patient who's even more atrocious, a boy from Brucio, was having seizures 5 to 6 times every day for 6 years. And sometimes he had to go to the emergency room 11 times to get 11 shots of Valium, which only until the 11th time he was too drowsy, he could not seize anymore. My first treatment stopped the seizure for 3 days. And after 1 month, he only had two treatments a month instead of 5 to 6 times. And Blue Shield would not pay $4,000 on my bill for 4 months and pay $275,000 for a surgery that make the boy a vegetable. That is why our system is sick. So I'm actually happy that we have physicians that want to learn this. Yeah.
It pays to have an open mind. You must have an open mind and be ready to learn about other things around you.
Exactly. More importantly, okay, you need to care about your patients. That the other doctor, Dr. Fine, Dr. Cedarberg from the Blue Shield, they don't care. We have another patient that was on a wheelchair for 2 years with syringomyelia. You familiar with that problem? Okay. The spinal cord is degenerating, okay? She was on a wheelchair for 2 years. My first treatment, two treatments, she walked for 3 months. The physician from her insurance denied it. We took the case to the Orange County Medical Association. A whole group of doctors agreed with him. Now the patient is back on the wheelchair. They don't care. Yes. Anyway, so our phone number is 714-556-8664, and you go to our website, drtong.com, drtong.com, phone number 714-556-8664 if you want our help. And the website is drtong.com, www.drtong.com.
I hope you enjoyed our show today. If you have any questions or would like to make an appointment, call us at 714-556-8664 from Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Again, the number is 714-556-8664, Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Our website is drtong.com. That's drtong.com. Again, the number is 714-556-8664. Join us next Saturday at 4 p.m. on KBright AM 740. This is Dr. Elaine Tong saying goodbye and have a great weekend.